Oyraisa.
Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach Shalom Aleichem. Thursday's Amid, the last Amid of the week, Ein Ches Amid Beis. I guess we could say like the smallest Amid for this week. We begin the bottom line of that Ein Ches Amid Aleph, the Sukkomi Bible. They asked, we had a question regarding a question they asked Rebbe Lazar, and now they have another question. Sukkomi Bible, they asked another question of Rebbe Lazar. Ma'al Latzeis B'Sandal Shalsham. What is it then? Can you go out with a Sandal Shalsham? Shalsham is like a reed, grassy type of I saw in the arts world, it's rush. It's some type of reed grass. You let go without an outside onion kipper. Is it considered a shoe or not? Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Nachman stood up and said, "Ani re'isias Rabbi Shul Ben Levi shiatsa b'sandal shosham yom kippurim. I saw Rabbi Shul Ben Levi going out with the sandal shosham yom kippurim. Aminu, and I said to him, 'Tain sibur mine. What's the din on tain sibur? Is it different or it's the same?'" So he answered, "Amar li loishna." He answered me that there's no difference. And as Rashi explains, I believe in a different place that there was a certain series of tanesim that they used to do if it didn't rain in Eretz Yisrael, and at one of those stages was Asur Nechemisha Inuyim. And he asked him a question, what about on Tainas Tibur, what is the dinner on Tainas Tibur regarding this? And he said to him, Amali, he said, replied, Leishna, it's no different. Just like on Yom Kippur, it's a mutter, so too on Tainasim, it's mutter. Amr Rechana, and you read, Rabbi Lazar, as Rabbi Lazar from Ninve. I saw Rabbi Lazar from Ninve. She had to be Sandal Sham on Tainas Tibur. He went out with a sandal of Sham on Tainas Tibur. And I said to him, Yom Kippur and Mai, what is dinner on Yom Kippur? Are you allowed to wear such a thing? Amar li, lo shana, it's so different. Tanisim and Yom Kippur, you can both wear this shoe of Sham. Rav Yehuda Nafi with Hitni. Rav Yehuda went out with on Yom Kippur with sandals of Hitni. Hitni is a type, also similar type of this thing of Sham, similar type of material. Abai Nafi with Hutzi. Abai went out with sandals of Kabe Svar, which actually explains palm trees. Rav Nafi with Diabli. Rav went out with sandals of grass. Rabbi Ravuna Karach Sudar Akari Venafik. Rabbi Ravuna wrapped a handkerchief around his foot and went out on Yom Kippur. Now, ask the Gemara, really, how can this be? Gemara has a question now. Masiv Rami Bar Choma. Rami Bar Choma had a question. It says, in regards to Shabbos Hakiteya, a person that is a foot in Nebuch amputated, Yotze Bekaf Shalei, he's allowed to go out with his one foot. This is what Rameir holds. Rabbi Yosi Aser and Yosi holds his Aser, Betani Allah, and we learned over there. Veshav and Shaser lots his by Yom Kippur. Both of them, both their mayor and their Yosi agree that it's Aser to go out on Yom Kippur with this Kav Shalay. Okay, so Lachaira, we see that the Kav is not a regular foot, it's not a regular shoe, and so we see, that it's Aser to go out on Yom Kippur with it. Right. And L'chayra Rabbi Yosi, who holds that it's not a regular shoe, therefore it's considered carrying. And however he holds that it's not a regular shoe, it's considered carrying. So Kitzer, the bottom line is over here that the bottom line is that it's also to wear a name kipper, as Rashi explains. Rabbi Yosi says Rashi, Kasanka da'ta chesavar. It's not a shoe. Ha'il vein shavin b'chol. Ma'afiu ha'chi shavin. Both them hold she'asel lots by Yom Kippur. They both hold it's also going Yom Kippur. Ama afakam to Yosi lav minohu. Even according to Rabbi Yosi, it's not a shoe. Afiu lacha aser. It's going to be aser. Who adin l'shal sham. B'chari we see it's not a shoe. And if it's not a shoe, and still both of them agree, or Meir and Rabbi Yosi agree that it's also going Yom Kippur on it. Elamai. It is aser. On Yom Kippur. How could you wear on earth such as shoes? Because it's still considered shoes. I'm saying it's still considered, it's not the regular shoes, but it's still considered us, it would be us on Yom Kippur. Amar Baya, Amar Baya, Hasan Dispek Sisan. Over there, it's talking about the wooden foot that had small pieces of like material, Mishum Tainug, and it's also because of Tainug. Okay? So now, says Gemara, Rabbi said to Abaya, It doesn't make sense. He's telling, Rabbi's telling Abaya, you're telling me that the kesis and this rags is what makes it can be aser. Vilav manahu, so he says it. He says to Abaya, it's not for the fact that there's, that these rags, right? You're telling me, it's not a shoe. It's not considered a shoe. Kesisim, how do they money? Could kesisim make them a shoe? How could it make it a shoe? Vali kol tainuk the lav. Any tainuk, the lav middle will be a mikpur miasar. You can't just tell me everything is asar in Yom Kippur, right? Oh, just start making new things, new laws. Vaharabar avuna the karach sibar karavinafik. Rabbi Ravuna used to wrap a handkerchief around his foot and go. Vali
midik tali sefer.
From the fact that we learn the safe of that Mishnah, if the wooden foot has a like place where for the rags it becomes tamei mechlal, the ratio lapidus big sisin askina. It's matmat that the ratio is not in a place where there's a place that has a place for these rags. So matmat the ratio is not this fake sisin. So what's going on over here? Elamur Rav Rava says, Loyalim dekulam aminohu. El Chara, according to everybody, it is a shoe. Okay? That's why it's going to be also in Yom Kippur. But with Shabbos, probably, everyone's going to argue on Shabbos like this. Mar Savak is going to tell them on Mishtamit. But one holds, Mandam Rabbiasi holds, that wouldn't be Kaiser, that's going to fall off. Lassi, that's going to be Arba Hamis. That's going to, you're going to come to Kerry, Hashem, Arba Hamis, Shas Rabbim. Mar Savak, like Ezra, non. However, our mayor holds that we don't go out Asra, but Chara, it's regular shoes, and that's why it's going to be Asra on Yom Kippur. Fine. Tanur Abanan. Sorry, it is regular shoes. Sorry, those are regular shoes. However, this has nothing to do with sham. That's nothing to do with anything that we were talking about before. Tanur Rabbanan, Tinekes Mutar Bechulat Bekulan Chutz Minas Tanda. To do all the other tanugim except for Neil Sassando. Maishan and Neil Sassando. What's the reason Neil Sassando? You cannot. The army inji Abdullah. People might say that, oh, there was adults that did it to them. Fractimara Hanachnami. So too, Rechitan Sicha, people are going to also say, Ami inji Abdullah. People are going to say, oh, maybe they washed the kid. Maybe they're going to be anointed. And they want Rechitan Sicha, Ainam Asmal Abdullah. They might say, oh, they did it from the day before. People are not going to be chesh because they'll say, maybe they only washed them and did sicha the day before. They didn't do it on Yom Kippur. So as Mar Sandal Nami, you have the same question, Sandal. You shouldn't have such a chash because Eimim Esma Abdullah, people might think that they did it from the day before. You didn't actually put on the shoe now, maybe you put it on the day before. I said, Mar, no, you can't say such a thing. Why? Sandal, after the Mas Bil Abdullah, it can't be that Sandal, they did it from yesterday. Because Haimad, the Mesusa, a person that once experienced a taste of Misa, a taste of death, Lisaim is Sunny of Ligni. You should go and put on your shoes and go to sleep. It's not healthy to go to sleep wearing shoes. Therefore, if a person is wearing shoes now, we're going to say that he only wore it today. And he did not wear it the day before because we don't want, because it's not healthy to sleep with shoes. We're not going to say that somebody slept in shoes. Says Omar, I'm going to have something. So why do we have to say, oh, a doll might put it in them? It's no shy, it's no isra at all. It should be totally mutla chatchila. What's the issue of even an adult putting it on a shoe of a kid? Says in Mar, I'll tell you. Elohanach de lav riva sayu gazra babana. Rather, we must say that things that are not necessary for a kid to grow and develop, those are things that the rabbanon were gazra on them. However, hanach de sayu hu lay gazra rabbanon, but things that are like unnecessary for a kid to grow, which is rechitza and sicha, as Umar will soon explain, you need rechitza and sicha for a kid to grow. There, the rabbanu were not geyser. However, niyas asanda, which are not needed for the child's like development, that will be asar. Dam Rabaya. Abaya said, "I'm really aim. Mother told me," and like we always know, it's not really Abaya's mother; it's a person that really raised him. Revise di nuka maya chamim yomishchan. The helping of a child, the growing of a child, the development of a child, it needs mayachamime, warm water. Umishcha and anoint with oil. God al perta biyasa bechutcha. When it gets a little bit older, he needs an egg with kosna. We have all over kosna's kutach, some type of deary mix. Gada porta taburi money. When he gets a bit older, he need to go and break money, break things, to take out his energy. Kahada Rav is having no money kizize. The fachra levin uvne. Rav used to go buy, like, you know, not expensive things that you know, like things from clay, from clay. Crack things from clay, umasabi who wanted to break them. He used to buy for his kids. Why? Because he thought it was healthy for his kids to do that. Says more, Hamelch Lakal Yurchas Aspinema, Melch and Akala can go wash their faces. Masnim Masisamani, who's a man of our Mishnah. Or Chanan ben Tajin, it's Chanan ben Tajin, because it says, Hamelch Lakal Yurchas Aspinem, they should not wash their faces. However, Chanan ben Tajin, I'm Shemer Blazer, Hamelch Lakal Yurchas Aspinem. They are able to wash their faces. However, a new mother cannot wear shoes. It's not necessary for her health. I guess a new mother may wear shoes. Says him right now. What's the reason for Blazer? What is the reason for Blazer? Hold on. Hamalach lekal yuchatzos b'neim. Says him right. My time of melech mishum tiksim melech b'yafet achazanei necha. It says in the pasuk that Melech Biafia, Melech in his glory, Techazanei Necha, you should see. So he must be Bakavadek. So that's why he's allowed to go wash his face. Come, Edaima. Kedoshli Tiskan Albaila should not become disgusting to her husband, because right away, when the relationship is not developed yet, you still have to be look very attractive, and that's why you're allowed to go, she's allowed to go wash her face. Amli Rav L'Rabchia, Kala Archama. Until when is someone considered a Kala that you could go let her wash her face. Even if a kala is in Avelos, we don't hold back tachshiten, things that make her beautiful, they beautify her for 30 days. That's how long this thing applies. Says the new person, new mother, can go wear a sandal. What is the reason for this? Mishum tzina, because of the cold, and it's harmful to her. The cold is harmful to her. That's just let her wear shoes. Amar Shmuel, Grav the Shmuel says, imach masakanas akriv. Akriv, if somebody is wearing shoes on Yom Kippur because of the like chash of a scorpion, of being bitten by a scorpion, mutter, it's mutter, because in a place where like there's a lot of akravim, scorpions, it's mutter to wear these shoes. Thank you so much for listening. Yashikarach, I wasn't feeling so well this week, but we tried, we did our best, and Mitzvah Hashem, better and better. All the best, be well, have a great Shabbos, Yashikarach.